This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Terry Anderson of the Hoover Institution for his book, Adapt and Be Adept, about climate change and what we can do, given the scale of it, to make ourselves safer and also to respond to the changing climate conditions. This is about fire season, which is underway out west, and Terry lives out west. He lives in Montana. And here he is very practically saying, what can be done about living in the woods? Terry Anderson, the Hoover Institution, more of this later tonight.
First, I want to emphasize, despite the gloom and doom of the IPCC report, that we have to date burned fourth lowest amount of forest in the United States in the past 11 years. So we take these pictures of fires and we rant about how bad they are, but this is not one of the worst. It isn't to say that it isn't drier and the climate isn't changing, but it's not quite the draconian picture that Mr. Kerry would like to paint. My homeowners association, I live in the woods, my homeowners association just had a meeting to talk with experts about how to arm yourself or change the way you live so that you have less risk of wildfire. My wife Monica and I have a house in the woods. We took 200 tons of logs off of our hillside when we bought the house as part of our effort to reduce the fuel load. And now we have much more moisture in the ground. We have many more grasses growing. They burn less fast than and less hot than trees. And we put a new roof on our house that's virtually fire resistant. Those are the kinds of things that people who live in the woods where wildfire exists can do. And what's so bad about the insurance market, however, is that it often doesn't reflect these risks. One good piece of news from the California Insurance Regulatory Commission is that they are now requiring insurance companies to list on your policy what actions you've taken to reduce the fire hazard and how that will affect your rates. People will start saying, well, maybe I should take a couple hundred tons of logs off my property. It's that kind of adaptation to the environment we live in around our houses that can be very effective in reducing the number of homes burned, for example.